This is Ted Kennedy. How concerned is Bob Dole about radiation of the food supply? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Bob, I don't know about your mail, but thousands of constituents have been writing to me in recent weeks to talk about their concern over radiation of the food supply. More and more processors are using the technique to destroy bacteria and insects by exposing food to low-level radiation. The idea has been used since the 1960s to reduce infestation in wheat and stop potatoes from sprouting. But last April, the administration adopted new regulations permitting the expanded use of radiation for fruit, vegetables, and other produce to delay spoilage and increase shelf life in the supermarket. That expansion is premature, Bob. Conflicting reports by experts have raised doubts about its wisdom and safety. There may be benefits in this use of radiation, Bob, but shouldn't we settle the serious health and safety issues first before these food products hit the market?
Ted, if it were up to you, we would still be studying the safety of the automobile while prohibiting its use. Radiation of food is nothing new. As you indicated, it has been used for wheat and potatoes for more than 20 years. It's also been used at least that long with spices. And in 1983, it was approved for use with pork to control the bacteria which can cause trichinosis. That's the bottom line, letting technology help deliver the safest and most nutritious food to the consumer. Of course, we have to ensure proper radiation levels at all times, and I'm with you on that one. What's really interesting, Ted, is that this technology has been studied for more than 40 years right in your own backyard at the U.S. Army's labs in Natick, Massachusetts. I think your constituents are doing a fine job, Ted. Why don't you give them a call or stop by and visit someday? This is Senator Bob Dole. I say we cannot ignore the Soviet Union's military buildup in Nicaragua. Will Ted oppose even this? Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.